closest planet to the sun is Mercury. It is named after the Roman messenger to the gods. It has 1/3 gravity of Earth, and it takes about 88 Earth days to orbit the sun and rotates on its axis, its own axis, once every 59 Earth days. Because of the slow rotation, a single day on Mercury, that is midday to midday, takes 176 Earth days. Its axial tilt is remarkably small at 3/100th of a degree, which is much smaller than any other planet. The Earth has an axial tilt of 23.4 degrees. So you can imagine how much small Mercury's axial tilt is. Next thing is, Mercury has almost no atmosphere and is blasted and eroded by sun during the day and exposed to cold space during the night. This means that it undergoes some of the widest temperature variation compared to any other planet in the solar system, with temperature ranging from -180 degrees Celsius to scorching heat of 430 degrees Celsius. It also has highly cratered rocky surface, and it was assumed to have an iron core earlier, but now we know that it's having a molten core. It's also the most cratered planet in the solar system because it don't have any self-healed components. Most craters on the Mercury are named after famous artists and writers like Calories Planitia, Abedin, Beethoven, Hakusai. So all the names of the craters are basically after some artist or some famous writer. The largest impact crater on Mercury is Calories Planitia. Despite of being the closest planet to the sun, it's not the hottest. The hottest planet is in turn Venus. And why is it so? That we will discuss in the next lecture. It is the second highest densest planet in the solar system, and the first highest densest planet is our planet Earth itself. It is not known who discovered Mercury in the first place. Some conceptions are that the first mentions of planet Mercury was found in Sumerian 3000 BC. Mercury also has wrinkles called lobate scrapes. They are miles high and hundreds of miles long. They are you can compare them like the plateaus in our planet Earth, but they are wrinkled plateaus in Mercury basically. There are only two missions to Mercury till date. First one was Mariner 10 spacecraft, which performed 3 flypasts in 1974 to 75, mapping about 45% of planet Mercury's surface. Mercury was recently studied by the Messenger spacecraft, which entered its orbit on 18th March 2011, and it was the first man-made object to ever do so, to enter Mercury's orbit. The next mission to Mercury will be ESA's DAPI Colombo, which will arrive Mercury in the late 2025. So that's it for planet Mercury. In the next lecture, we will understand about planet Venus. Thank you so much. See you in the next lecture.